From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Oil is now trading at over $100 a barrel in the U.S. That's largely because of fighting in Libya. Gasoline prices are also up. The government says last week the average price for regular gasoline across the country jumped nearly 20 cents to $3.34 a gallon. That's the steepest one-week rise since Hurricane Katrina disrupted oil production in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady reports now on concerns that higher gas prices could stall America's recovering economy.
At a gas station in Portland, Oregon, you can count Joe Acapenti among those worried about gasoline prices.
I'm only getting 20 bucks worth of gas. I can't afford to fill it up.
Acapenti is a cabinet maker and estimates he's spending about $100 a week to power his white work van. That makes it difficult to keep his jobs profitable.
It's the one I can control the least. Lumber, all that other stuff I can factor in. But, you know, this thing happens with Libya, and now all of a sudden gas prices raised up. But I made my bid 3 months ago.
Acapenti is relearning a lesson from 2008 when gas was selling for $4 a gallon. When you spend more on gas, that means you have less to spend elsewhere.
Yeah, one of the things that I miss a lot is would be taking my wife out to dinner.
That's bad news for the small businesses that help fuel an economic recovery. But high gas prices are good for oil company profits. Instability in the Middle East is largely blamed for the most recent jump in oil prices. But look at government data, and you can see a steady increase since September. That's because demand for oil has been going up in the U.S. after declines during the recession. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan at GasBuddy.com says Libya prompted oil traders to worry about that old supply and demand dynamic.
The economy is improving. We're consuming more oil every day than we did a year ago. And so if you were to remove some of that oil supply, we'd be in a situation where demand could exceed supply. And that's just a scary moment in economics.
Earlier this week, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke appeared to downplay fears that higher oil prices would be a drag on the economy. He said that would be a concern only if it led to persistent inflation. Three Democrats in Congress sent a letter to President Obama last month asking him to tap the country's strategic petroleum reserve to bring gas prices back down. Dan Weiss with the Center for American Progress says when gas reaches $4 a gallon, the president should announce that he's releasing 30 million barrels onto the open market.
The oil can be put on the market literally within 2 weeks. It's that easy. So selling reserve oil is a fast, proven way to put a pin into an oil price balloon and pop it.
Weiss points out that in 2005, when Hurricane Katrina stalled oil production in the Gulf of Mexico, then-President George W. Bush released 30 million barrels of oil from the reserve, and prices subsequently went down about 12%. The oil industry opposes this plan, saying the reserve should be used only for emergencies. The American Petroleum Institute has instead called for friendlier regulations that would allow companies to drill for more oil in the U.S. and off its shores. Jeff Brady, NPR News.